Monday, April 29, 2019, Dakota County Board of Equalization special meeting.
The drainage is from the subdivision.
Yeah.
Right.
You just tell me when it's 4 o'clock, Jim, before we get started.
3:59 right now is what it says.
4 o'clock.
My official? All right. We're going to call to order the Dakota County Board of Equalization for April 29th. It is 4 o'clock p.m. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Joan, you get a chance to call roll.
Kevin?
Here.
Larry?
Here.
Janet? Here. Marty?
Here.
Tony?
Here.
The current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. We'll start with our new business and we'll review protests filed by the City of South Sioux City and the City of Dakota City per 77-202-112 and the determination by the assessor that the property is not used for public purpose. We shall issue a decision on the protest on before May 1st, and the decision may be appealed to Turk on or before June 1st. So, your preference, we want to start with Dakota City or South City?
Whatever you guys got first on the agenda.
Our sheet is for Dakota City.
Yeah, listen, I only have 9. Well, actually, we already have so many exempt.
Okay.
You want to do Dakota City then?
Yeah, let's do Dakota City first. And do you have them just in protest order, Jeff?
Yeah. What I can do is we'll go through them here in protest order. So we should already have protest 1 and 2 as exempt.
Yes.
On your list. Protest 3, in working with Alyssa this week, since our last meeting, Protest 3, let me see. Is
13, 8, 10?
Yeah, see, Protest 3, we haven't changed 6, 7, and 8, so Protest 3, and then I'll have Alyssa help me with it, is Parcel 13, 8, 10. And we have an iHeartMedia, but it wasn't for that. Does iHeartMedia cover that parcel too, Alyssa?
13810.
Yeah, it's right in there. It's right next to it.
It's just the one parcel where the tower is.
Okay, I got that one.
That one's exempt. There's one that applies, and the rest is what used to be tower land.
Those are the towers that are. Yeah. Okay. So 3 is the one we're still looking. So what we have and what we know is, I think that one, we have the circus on that one, right?
That's where we've had it, yeah.
We've had it?
There's some kind of public event. We tend to use it.
Okay. On that one, yeah. So that would be public, because what we're working on with some of these, they've been in the city's name for a while, and the whole point of an intent to tax list is to make sure we understand why it's still on there and it hasn't been sold or we're not developing it. Because under community development or governmental development, I mean, there's things that have to be met to actually get that exemption. And it's a shorter period of time. You have to actually have dirt moved, have a reasonable amount of progress done to completion of that public use purpose. So the other thing we can do is, like, if they use it for a circus or a fair, things like that, and it's like a seasonal deal, it could still be exempt for that too. We just, there's no lease or anything with a circus or a fair, though. We just would have to make it exempt without, really, there's no documentation, is there, on that? when the circus came?
Other than our mapping from those events, I guess.
Get revenue from those
events. We use the one section for parking and the other parcel for the actual circus.
On that one. So three was one we still had out there with a bit of a question on it, because it has been sitting there for quite a while. The lot next to it, we got that picture of that building on the wrong lot, don't we?
Yeah.
That's actually the lot closest to the ball field where I think it's Valero's building is.
Yep.
That's his building. So if we go down and then, that's the lot we're talking about in red, and that building's actually on the lot directly to the north or right above it.
Here?
Yeah, so we'll have to get that cleaned up, get that picture taken off.
Okay.
On there. So that one there, this is one that we have out there that I think with actually having the circus, which is a public purpose on it, would recommend moving it to exempt. And it's not just, they do other activities out there too. You know, so it's basically a chunk of green space. You can have a citywide garage sale on, you can have a circus on, you can do whatever you need to with it. Everything around it is already either under lease with iHeart, or one's been sold personally, but the rest of it's all under some type of commercial use. So that one there would be, I would say we'd be fine if we called it exempt.
Okay.
And then four was the iHeart Media, so we got our paperwork on four. So protest four is exempt, would recommend exempt on. Protest five is use of an exempt lot. So five was block 13.
Cemetery?
Yeah, so I think it's 7608 or the last four on the parcel. Which one was that?
I think it's
the cemetery. The cemetery one? Because the city did give us a cemetery agreement for that parcel.
Okay.
Which makes it exempt.
Okay.
Lot
13? Yep. Well, I'm sorry, it's lots 1 through 12. It's the entirety of block 13. And that will be the cemetery expense. They've got it tagged in an ordinance on it for cemetery purposes. So that one would qualify for an exemption. So we got that paperwork now. Okay, and then 6, 7, and 8 are all three the same thing. They're down across from the old, what was that, the old wastewater plant?
Yeah.
And there's lots. I think Anderson owns the three lots behind it, and the city owns these lots, which are right next to it. And I couldn't come up with a public purpose on them. So those three I'm still not sure about, because they have been in the city's name for a while. I don't know the mark. The only question I have on them still is the marketability of them with their location and where they're at down there. Even the lots, there they are. It's those three, the red circle in the middle one. It's the lot above it and below it as well. And then the old wastewater is right on the other side of the road from it. And I think we got a tower down there someplace too,
yeah,
just south of it.
The
cell tower lot down there. I don't know what the marketability of it is. The city has it, but if you combined all three, I don't know if it would work as a residential lot or if you could even market it as a residential lot. So that's just one of those that sits out there where I think we're just going to have to make a decision on those three as a whole or individually. I can either combine them or leave them individual, but there's no real use for them either. From a non-exempt standpoint, other than I think they're about $2,000, or just, it's $1,900 a lot, I think, roughly, because they're really undersized. it'd be tricky to put a house on those. I mean, we're talking extreme shotgun house to run down on those three lots. Mm-hmm. So I don't know on those, Alyssa. I don't know. What else? Does the city do anything with those?
Not really. I mean, it's all kind of fenced off right now.
What's the city going to do with the sewer plant property?
At some point, we'd like to convert it into a park of some kind. So those lots probably go in with that. Because I think we've basically just treated those lots as part of the wastewater and tree dump site, which is why it's just kind of sitting there with no real use for it. What do you put next to your landfill or your former landfill and your wastewater site? So now that we've demolished the old wastewater site, right now we're working on kind of doing some dirt work in that area and figuring out what exactly we want for that wastewater site. Do we want an RV park there? Do we want some other kind of green space, a recreational space there? So I would say that's probably what this three lots could be used for at some point.
Yeah, if there's plans for that, that makes sense. That those would be, it'd make a good parking space, actually, all three of them combined, to walk across to some recreational area or a park.
So in order to be usable, it's got to be combined, the three of them, right?
Yeah, I'd make it one parcel, and I would actually combine it with the old wastewater plant and make that just one parcel. And that way, when they move on to whatever the city passes for an ordinance on that, whether it be a park, RV park, or what have you, then it all goes to that purpose. And then when they design it, lay it out, they can just include all of it at that time. Because they already have the land around the, we did a parcel around the water tower down there. But you see the green space around it, that pretty much belongs to that parcel, the old water treatment too. Nobody else really uses that. So we've always just considered it that way, and but they had a survey for the water towers why it looks like that.
Is that a private street there?
The furthest one is, let me see, where is that?
It's South 16th Street.
Okay.
Yep.
Where's the city limits?
Right past the cell tower and the tree dump.
Yep.
Right up in here?
Yeah.
There should be over on, we could click under.
I don't matter.
Oh, okay. Under layers, though, we could click and it draws the city limits for us. Down there where that green box is. There you go. That green line would be the city.
You were right, Marty.
Right there.
Yep, right where she had it. Yep.
You survey your mark?
So if I combine all that together, if the city doesn't have a problem with that, then I wouldn't have a problem just keeping that parcel's already exempt anyway.
Okay.
Let's just do it that way.
Sounds good.
And that will clear up those.
Yeah,
right.
Just put them as one.
Okay.
Perfect.
You don't have a problem.
No,
okay.
So if they wanted to sell it at some point, individual lots, is that easy to break up or not?
Yeah, after it's already been platted, if there's a plat there already, I wouldn't even need a survey. We already have all the dimensions on record for it. To go back and redraw is pretty easy if you have a plat to work from, and we do for Dakota City. And then the last one, 9, we went through some documents on 9, right, the last one, and that is the one, it's that chunk of ground there right above the fire station. The parcel number is 11133. And I know what that gets, I mean, I've seen like fire station pancake feeds and stuff like that, that's kind of, people will park over there if it gets crowded. So it's kind of an overflow parking for the fire station. The fire station, I think, uses it more than anybody at this point in time. So I was going to recommend exempt on that, too, just based on the fire station using it.
Sure.
And then I know maybe down the road it could be a library spot. I know you've talked about putting in a library someplace. But right now, if it's not an ordinance, we can't use that. But we can use the fact that the fire station uses that to put extra stuff on. And I think it just gives them room to pull stuff out. Not that the building's old by any means or it needs any work, but they got a place to put stuff. And I think that clears us up for Dakota City. We only had 9 to start with.
Yep. Very good.
And I think we're going to end up with all of them exempt.
Yep.
The only ones we had the questions on were 3, 6, 7, and 8. And we're going to combine 6, 7, and 8 to the old wastewater, or with the old wastewater, and then 3 we talked about earlier, so we should be good on all of them.
All right.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Is there, so if they're under the city name as exempt, is there an opportunity at any point to sell them if they want to for commercial development or back to
the city
residential?
The city can always go back on it. So if somebody came in and wanted to, let Melissa know there's a gentleman interested in some land in Dakota City for a construction business. So I'm sure they've got parcels set aside for that kind of thing too. I don't think the city, you guys don't have a CDA. You just kind of do it all yourselves.
Our
council is there. Oh, and they have a CDA. So the city council can take those and bring them in, and as soon as they do, then we'll work. There's a date range that puts them back on the tax books. Yeah, and we'll reclassify. So now that we've been through it, these were the only ones we had question on. I think in December, I forget the dates, the cities will send me a list of all of their exempt parcels, and then we do what we call this intent to tax. But now that we finally, I don't think this has been done for 6 or 8 years at least. So this is our first time in quite a while of doing it. We're getting caught up on some of this stuff.
Good to clean it up.
Yeah. That is everything I have for Dakota City, unless Alyssa has something else for us on any of them. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. We go to Nancy. Now, Nancy just causes trouble.
Nancy, she's got quite a few of them.
Get this out of the way. I got the same sheet. Do you have a sheet that looks like this? Am I working from the same one you guys have?
Yep.
Pretty much.
That's it?
I took it off the D drive.
Oh, did you? Okay, yep, I grabbed it off the D drive. Because I think it goes in protest mode.
That's not as fancy.
Do we have any of them that we don't think are going to be tax exempt?
Yeah, it might be quicker to look at those. We're down to just 3.
Yeah, let's just hop in the ones that we got a dispute on.
Right.
We just have 3 that have questions remaining. Well, there was 4, but what did we do with that 4th?
One is the solar farm.
Oh, I got that one. You sent me the paperwork on that one.
And then the 3 that have campground on them.
The campground. Yeah. So everything, Nancy and I, we through the whole list, everything is exempt except... Well, actually, let's just deal with the campground because I think that lease, I read it again. That's not a lease. I don't even know what to call it. Your kind of purchase, I guess, more or less, of the solar. Yeah, you guys, because they were listing you as the purchaser on it.
We purchased the electricity, but we own it.
But it's yours.
We own the facility, yes.
Yeah, okay.
And we're working on another electric generation system.
Okay.
And gas.
So. All right. So even with the statutes, with all the solar panels and everything else, that's probably going to result, the modular farm, that'll result in an exemption. So really the ones that have the question that we got to figure out, and you had some good, I think on your last email you sent me, but we have 3 parcels. Well, actually, it's 2. The third one is blended with the baseball fields, I think.
So what are the protests?
Yeah. 21, 22, and 32.
21,
Yep.
22 and 42.
22 and 42. That again. I'm going to read one
to that's 21. 25339. Okay.
Yeah. And then there's a parcel directly above it. That would be the other one.
Okay.
And then right. To the right, following the river, going there it is. Now, but that parcel is inclusive of the campground and the inlet there and the ball fields. And we've already declared the ball fields as exempt. I mean, all of that, their buildings, all of that's exempt, recreational, which is a little bit of what an RV park is, too. And that's our question we have left. Wasn't it? I think.
Yeah, and I talked to Mike, the city attorney.
Yeah,
he pointed me to 1500210 that says a park is an area set aside for the historical or recreational benefit of the public.
Mm-hmm.
And we lent those to the public, and he also cited 12 where recreation is property used for diversion and relaxation. So.
I use my desk for right underneath there. I
for the public?
Anybody can go rent a site.
Okay.
So technically my desk is on that place. So that is recreational.
Well, we're not taxing you.
Okay. I just thought I'll put it back on the books if I have to. Yeah, the only thing, so Nancy had, the city has good points, and our points are good too, but so it's one of those things that comes down to, it's an interpretation deal. Because if you look at the 15002.01 public purpose, and it goes into, and parks are in here, so public purposes would be the city, and the city using it for any one of these following things, which is just the general operation of their government: public education, public safety, transportation, public works, civil and criminal justice, public health and welfare, the housing agency, because there was I forget what it was, you guys passed, we have a housing agency, but any development by that said housing agency, parks, culture, recreation, community development, cemetery, so all of those things are public purpose and can be used as a public purpose. And then it goes on in the next part, and it says public purpose does not include the leasing of property to a private party, but that a private party is public, so I kind of have a concern with that, to a private party for purposes other than a public purpose. So if we want to say it's recreational, then it is a public purpose. But it says income generated for the state or the governmental subdivision or the state or the city, either through leases or other receipts, will not convert a non-public use of a property to a tax-exempt public purpose use. So they close with trying to confuse it a little bit and saying, I guess what we have to interpret is which one of the public uses would qualify it as exempt, and an RV park to me would be more along the recreational line of things.
I mean, it's not a unique situation. Have you reached out to any other cities and see how it's been handled?
Yeah, Nancy did. Well, I don't know who did.
I did. And
Nancy did.
I had responses back from Neely, Stromsburg, Cambridge. They all said that they were tax exempt.
Yep. How big were their parks?
I didn't ask that question.
I would think it would be okay. So it gets into, then it gets into, so if we are leasing it, further into the regs, when you really get into the weeds, then it's market. And I think we meet this one because if you are leasing it, or if the city is leasing them, which they do, then for it to remain exempt, it has to be a fair market rent for lease. So what do other campsites list for or rent for? So as long as we're charging enough for it, then that's supposed to overcome. So like if we had it and we didn't charge for those, then we'd have a stronger case to say it can't be exempt because you have to have a minimum charge market rent for it. So that way the city is funding itself through the RV park, and the loss of the tax dollars isn't as burdensome to us as a county. Because that would require, if they're getting more revenue, then their levy can be controlled with additional revenues that maybe we don't get, but the city gets. Yeah. So if they're leasing or renting something, they have to be at that market value. And then the USDA pretty much sets that. I'd get all my rents for off of that. Because if you go talk to people, it's hard to... It's entertaining. It's about like a coffee shop at 7 o'clock in the morning. Everybody's talking about the golden cob, right? How many bushels they got here and there. Well, it changes. During tax season, it's nothing. But to get the golden cob Cedar County, these guys hit numbers that have never been hit before. It's the same thing. So...
That cost the taxpayer anything, does it?
No, it's not costing the taxpayer. So like this RV park here?
Yeah.
No, we're not paying... It would be, the city would use the generated income from it, supports it probably.
Right. We do not want it to be supported by property taxes. We want it to be self-sufficient.
Yeah.
And it also helps pay for other parks and rec things because it's all part of the scenic park area.
And I'm sure it does, doesn't it? It stands alone.
It stands alone.
Yeah.
We
charge it. We charge electric. To it, to cover the electric use, water, sewer.
It's a market rent. Whatever they have for amenities, they charge for.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take your camper down there, depending on what you hook up to, you're going to have to pay for.
What is Dakota City's?
Oh, Mr. Alyssa, what you left? I don't know. I know they have to pay.
Are they tax exempt?
Cottonwood
is. I'm pretty sure Cottonwood has to pay too, because I think one of the contractors.
They do pay.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Is Cranberry Lake or whatever on the Hubbard exempt?
We don't own all of that, so like some of that stuff, we don't get anything from. That's the Game and Parks and NRD.
The city owns this too.
Hmm?
The city owns this park, right?
Yeah, this is exclusively owned by South Sioux.
Yeah, and that's owned by the state.
Mm-hmm.
So they're tax exempt.
They should be, but we can't levy a tax against like the NRD or anything. So we can levy a tax against that, or put it back on the tax roll. I don't even think the board has any authority to levy a tax against the NRD or the Game and Parks.
Well, I guess I'm saying is...
So it's not apples to apples,
right.
Yeah. You know, but Cottonwood is.
Being taxed.
Yeah.
But
Cottonwood would be.
Exempt.
Cottonwood would be.
Yeah, I didn't even think of Cottonwood. We could just use Cottonwood as a comparable.
Because if we're not
just like,
taxing Dakota City, it's unfair to tax South Sioux for the
yeah,
same.
Yeah, no, thing. We're not. I don't... There's nothing on their park right in here.
It doesn't. You're wrong.
So if this was owned by a private entity, it would definitely be taxable, right? Because there's revenue.
Yeah, like we have another one that's Lynch Properties.
Okay.
Yeah.
On the river by Jackson.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think they're still. We don't drive down there anymore. They're still looking for us because we caught up to them. So I like that. We can just use that as a comparable and say what the heck.
No,
I mean. Because I know they charge too, so as long as they're charging market rents, we should be fine. But I don't think, like at the lake, I don't even think they charge a market rent out there. I think if you buy the sticker in the pass, and then it's a flat rate, I don't think it's very much to stay out there. I should go out there and check, talk to somebody someday out there, checking the grounds, and see what they do. So I asked Bob the other day, too, about if we've ever gotten any revenue from that thing yet or if he has a receipt anywhere, and he said nothing yet.
Well, why would we get anything from it?
That's just it, nothing. We don't.
We get something through visitor promotion.
Oh, we do.
He
They pay lodging tax.
Anybody that stays in the campground, there's lodging tax that we have to remit to the state. Person's always checking on me.
Oh, you guys? So do they give us money?
Yeah.
The game of parks?
Yes.
Or have Bob double check his. He's got some money.
It doesn't come directly.
It doesn't come to Bob, and technically you're not allowed to even know. But
So, well, I keep hearing people say, "Well, they got to pay the road,
You know the entity, right? But if you ask what that entity pays, that's private.
It's under the lodging tax that they would pay,
yeah.
and sales tax as
yeah.
well.
But if you check who pays lodging tax, they would be listed.
And that's controlled by the Visitors Bureau.
Yeah. Jim Steele knows guys. Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
So if we do that, then that clears up South Sioux. Yeah. So any of the other ones that we still had is not exempt. Nancy and I have already filed.
Work it out. And
she's given me ordinances or leases or whatever it was we needed.
Yeah. Okay.
So those were the last three I had.
Okay.
Very good. Okay. Do we?
Solar one. You're figuring that way out.
We don't have to go on record with each person.
That one looks like it.
I would think if we just. No, I think we just protest 10 through 52 is exempt. Can we do it that way?
I think we already
I'll pull out the correct parcel numbers from the last minute.
Yeah, I mean, whatever we can do, that says, because they're all, you know, it's 1 through 9 for Dakota City now, and 10 through...
So we made a motion to accept the ones we didn't have.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So this one we should just do.
Just those other items.
Here, I have it listed if somebody wants to make a motion.
Do you want
it? Or do you have
okay.
it?
Okay. I will make a motion to accept the assessor's recommendation board decision of exempt for protest number 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of Dakota City, 13, 14, 15, 21, 22, 25, 26, 27, 28, 31, 35, 42, 43, 44, and 49. That is my motion to accept those as tax exempt.
I second.
Okay. The second from Tony.
Larry.
Yes.
Janet.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Tony.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes. Okay.
I like
Thanks,
it.
Nancy.
That was
Thanks,
almost
Joe.
Painless.
And All America TIF will be closing, so it will go back on the tax rolls this year.
Which one is that?
All America.
Okay. Okay. Super Walmart or whatever that is.
Okay. Good.
I'll be sending a letter.
Send a few more. Send a few more.
This is just a barrel of good news today.
All right. Well, good.
All right. Well, that is it for new business. We'll move on to public comment.
He's in Washington, D.C.
Don't believe we have.
He'll be in charge this week, so they're all saying I'm the mean one, so watch out.
We don't have any public comment, so we are going to adjourn at 4:33 p.m.
What are you doing?
Okay. That was it. Thank you.